Okay, ready?
Yeah, let's get started.
It feels so awkward, even though we've already started. Okay.
I know, we've been talking.
Hello, and welcome to the Hen House. I'm Michaela, and I'm a farmer.
Woohoo! And I'm Emily, and I'm not a farmer.
Yeah, and so we're here to talk about all things farming, and specifically our farm related, the farm that I own and operate. And yeah, so we're going to just start it off. I guess we'll introduce ourselves. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, sure. You can go first. Okay. I mean, it is your farm. So.
So like I said, I'm a farmer, but I'm quite new to the game. I've probably been doing it for 2.5 years now, and I work and live on the farm. It's not my full-time job, but it's quickly turned into a second full-time job. A little fun fact about me is when I got married to my husband, even before that, growing up, I was terrified of animals. And if somebody asked me like what my dream job would be, I think farming would be at the very, very bottom of the list.
It was not top 10.
No. Dealing with animals, picking up animals being in like a 10-foot radius of myself was not ideal for me. And so now I'm living and working on this farm where I have to pick up animals and deal with them every day. So I'm no longer terrified of animals, but I'm just still a little scared.
You're just like slightly less terrified.
Yes, slightly less terrified.
It's manageable.
I make Lorne and my dad do most of the work.
Nice. And so Lorne is your husband?
Yes.
Nice.
So I think once you tell us a little bit about yourself, we're going to go into the characters. And wonderful. So Lorne and my dad will be some of those characters.
Wonderful. Okay. So I'm Emily. Michaela is my husband's cousin, so that's how we're related. And I'm married into the family. Actually, my husband Stefan and I got married at the farm. We were their first official event, and not that they're an event planning thing, but
yeah, the first and only so far.
And only, so nobody else can get married. It's our thing. So yeah, we got married back on the farm in 2021 in the peak of COVID. It was a beautiful time, wonderful venue, and Michaela's mom actually was like our day of wedding planning coordinator, which was awesome. And we actually got married in November, and that was frigid.
It was so cold and windy. The farm is windy, so it was quite an adventure.
It was crazy. So I know nothing about farming. I have never lived on a farm. That's it. Like I know nothing about animals. So I'm going to be kind of everybody else's voice that has questions for Michaela. So I'm going to be the one asking questions about day-to-day things, asking specifics, getting her to give me detailed instructions, directions, anything, because I know nothing. And this is an educational thing. So we're going to be learning together.
Yeah, and I just want to say, too, I'm not an expert. Like I said, I'm very new to this field. And so when you try something, especially like farming, you kind of dive in head deep and you just learn as you go. So these are my experiences. I'm not an expert, but at least I'm an expert on my experiences.
Yes. Well, you're an expert to me. You're an expert to me. Nice. Okay, cool. So let's introduce kind of the characters and the names that you guys will hear throughout the podcast, throughout the series. So obviously Michaela, myself, Emily. And so we'll introduce kind of Michaela's family. So yeah. Who do we have?
So currently living on the farm, we have my dad. His name is Mark. And my mom, her name is Salome. And then my husband and I live there with them and operate the farm. So my husband's name is Lorne. And so there's four of us who kind of own and operate day-to-day businesses that go on with the farm and all the behind the scenes. Now I do have two sisters, Marissa and Caitlin. They come in and out. Caitlin and her boyfriend John do everything garden related.
Oh yeah.
But so we'll probably have them on to talk about that. But they're kind of in and out of those stories. The four of us kind of run and operate everything on a day-to-day basis.
Nice.
And then there's also Stefan.
Yes. So Stefan is my husband, and it's also confusing because he is Lauren's best friend, but then he's cousins to Michaela.
Lanark County.
Yeah, Lanark County, folks. That's so he's actually our sound guy. So thanks, babe, for doing that. So you'll kind of hear him mentioned. He helped out on the farm kind of when you guys first bought the place, and he was kind of Because he was Lauren's little buddy, so still is his little buddy.
So. Or is Lauren Stefan's little buddy? It's still up for debate.
Yeah, we don't know who's Batman, who's Robin.
Yeah.
Cool.
I guess we'll start with the farm. So this episode is going to be basically an introduction to the farm itself and kind of the history of the farm and how we got started. Just a little brief story. And then I think at the end of the podcast, we'll go into a little bit more about like what you can expect from the podcast moving forward.
Right on. So what is the name of the farm?
Yeah. So the name of our farm is Ruach Farm. So it's a Hebrew word. It's spelled R-U-A-C-H. And there's some variations of spelling, but that's the one that we landed on. And literally it translates into breath of life. So Ruach translates into breath of life. But what that specific phrase or word is used of in the Bible is it's often used as an adjective to describe the Holy Spirit. Mm. And so the name actually came to us before we even bought the farm. Wow. Before our farm was even in the, you know, sight of what we wanted to do, I came to my dad one day and said, hey, you know what? If we ever bought a farm, I think we should name it Ruach Farm.
Wow, and that's coming from a girl who hates animals.
Yeah. And he was like, I know I don't really want a farm, but I guess that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Oh.
And then I think it must have been 6 to 8 months later, he approached my mom about buying a farm.
Okay, so cool. Tell us a little bit about that, like how they bought the house, how they bought the land, like give us a little bit of backstory about that.
Yeah. So I think my mom grew up on a farm. She never wanted to be a part of a farm ever.
Like, nah, bro, I'm done with that.
And we had just renovated our house. Like Lauren and I weren't living there at the time, but they had just renovated their house and they had plans on staying there. Mm. And then my dad had a different idea. So basically I don't want to speak for him, but I think his story would be that he one day just got a feeling that it wasn't really the place that they needed to stay, their current home. And he was like, I wonder if a farm is in the cards. Ah. And so they started looking around and he basically had prayed, you know, if this is what you want, God, you're going to have to change Salome's heart because she doesn't want to move.
Right.
She hates farms, blah, blah, blah. So
yeah, she'd been there, done that.
Basically her stipulation was, sure, we'll move to a farm, but I want a brand new house.
Mm.
And in this day's market, that's very difficult to find.
Yeah,
and
I was going to say, is that even a thing?
Yeah. So they looked around. And then all of a sudden, their realtor had heard through a friend of a friend that this property wasn't even on the market. This guy was looking to sell. He wasn't sure if he was going to sell, but it was in his mind. And so our real estate agent asked if my parents could go look at the place and they agreed. And so my parents went to look and the farm was fantastic. The land was great. It was sat on 50 acres. My dad loved the buildings.
Nice.
And the home was being newly renovated.
Wow. So that's like everything falling into place.
Yeah. So the house was completely gutted and basically redone, new kitchen, new windows, new roof, everything, new foundation. And so it was, you know, an answer to prayer that my dad could get his outdoor dreams and my mom could get her house dreams. And so again, it wasn't on the market. So they decided, oh, well, we'll ask, maybe they'll just take an offer. And so this guy who owned the place had known from somehow, somewhere, my dad still doesn't really know, that he had heard about my dad from somewhere. And he was like, oh, for Mark Cool, I'll sell it to him.
Wow, that's incredible.
So he was like, yeah. So it didn't even go on the market. My parents snatched it up before.
Nice work.
And we found out later that this was house and farm was actually a quite hot commodity. There's been people waiting after the fact for this house specifically to come on the market.
What? And your dad just came in there and sniped it.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was fantastic.
So cool.
It was empty at the time because they were renovating it. So we quickly moved in. My parents quickly moved in. We all fell in love with the place. And then Lauren and I moved in shortly after.
Oh, cool. So how long did your parents own the farm for then versus like you and Lauren moving to the farm? Like, was it like a month? Was it like 6 months?
I think it must have been about 6 months.
Okay.
I think before we moved in.
Right.
By that time we wanted animals and my parents weren't keen on managing the animals themselves. And so Lauren and I moved in to help
Nice. Well, and that's when you guys were going from like Tuesday night to like Sunday night. And then when you guys were still at your apartment, right?
And yeah, we were sleeping there most of the time. And we were like, this is crazy. Why are we paying for an apartment we're not living in?
Yeah.
So we packed everything up and moved in. And so, yeah.
Nice. That's so cool. Yeah, I remember that's actually when Stefan and I were first dating. I remember you guys talking about the farm and like, because that was just right at the beginning of COVID, like right kind of in the middle of it. So I remember I was like, wow, these people are so cool. And like everything I had heard about Lorne was that he was like a hipster. And then now he's doing farming. I was like,
it was unexpected for a lot of people, not just me.
I love it. It's great. Well, he loves it too. He loves the animals.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. So how has the farm progressed since day one? Like, you obviously you said you had 50 acres. Like, what are you guys doing with that? And you guys mentioned animals. So what kind of animals do you have?
Yeah, so when we moved in, when my parents bought the farm, the place was vacant. It had been vacant for, I don't know, over 40 years.
Oh,
and
wow.
So the barns were really run down. There was garbage in them. It was basically just a disaster. It had been left to rot, essentially.
Right.
And so that's why this name, you know, the breath of life, comes so prevalent to us. I think it was kind of given, I think, as a gift, the name to kind of, I don't know. It was given as a gift so that it would kind of mimic the way of the farm.
Right. Yeah.
It kind of tells the farm's story in just like one short little phrase. And so it started out vacant. There was death everywhere, essentially, right? The barns were just left to die.
Yeah.
And there was no animals there, so there was literally no life
right
there. And so when we came in, we felt like we had been given this kind of like job, is to quite literally breathe life into this vacant land.
And that's so beautiful.
Yeah, it was quite, it seems quite poetic now looking back at it.
Yeah.
But it was such a story because we felt like, yeah, that we had to not only with our own sweat equity and our own hands breathe life through it, but also then when we started getting animals,
right,
they again literally brought life to the farm. They
right
were breathing and giving birth
yes
in this place that had been vacant for so long. And so, yeah, like breathing life into old bones is such a theme that we kind of run with. And so we don't think it's, and like the breath of the Holy Spirit, like breathing life is not just us and our hands breathing life into this place, but the Holy Spirit working through us in creating an everlasting life, you know, legacy in this place. And so,
wow, that is beautiful.
So that's what we did first. We started cleaning everything. I think Stefan was there when we, when Lauren pulled, you know, thousands and thousands of pounds.
Oh yeah. We were cooking chili that day.
Yeah. Of hay out of the barn. And it just kind of started from there, cleaning up old hay, burning it, taking garbage and insulation out of barns. Most of the barns are cleaned out now, except for one. But yeah, so we started with that, just goal, clean up everything, make it fresh, and then get animals. And so the chickens were the first animals we got. We got laying hens.
Nice. And so laying hens obviously lay eggs, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And then we got meat chickens, which are for meat. And then we have our largest animals on the farm, which are pigs.
Cool.
And so I don't want to go into too much about why or how we chose those. I think that's actually our next episode, is why we chose those specific animals and the stories about those. But those are the only animals we have right now. The poultry comes seasonally, so we do seasonal meat chickens and turkey.
Very cool.
But the animals we always have are pigs and laying hens.
Nice. That's super cool. I mean, I've had the chicken. We get eggs from them, so they're delicious, but we'll obviously talk more about that. But really good food. They take great care of their animals. I mean, again, I know nothing about it, but as an outsider's perspective, they do a great job. So that's really cool. So
I also think the other thing that's progressed since day one is our business aspect of it. And so we'll go into a little bit of this later on in coming episodes as well. But it started out as a dream of, you know, how do we make this work for us? This farming, people farm their whole lives and it's not profitable.
Right.
And so how do we work this out. And mm-hmm. so we can have a profitable business as well.
Right.
And so we thought about some pretty creative ways to sell our eggs and pork. And yeah, so the business has progressed. I think we have now 15 families signed up for monthly egg subscriptions. And so that's our most steady income. But
that's incredible.
The business has grown quite a bit too. We sell, I don't know how many pounds it would be, but we sell 13 pigs worth of meat every year.
That's a lot of meat.
And people said we were crazy. I think we started with 35 chickens and they said, you better get used to making quiches. And we were like, I think we'll be fine. And we're now up to 80 chickens with more people on the wait list for eggs.
Oh my gosh. And how many quiches have you made? Like
zero.
Take most that, people.
Most of the time we don't even get eggs.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's really cool to see how God has kind of like worked through your guys and like your parents' life and given you guys kind of this opportunity to bless other people in the community mm-hmm. and like breathe life that way, like through giving, you know, being a spot to host a wedding mm-hmm. or like being a spot to give food, like that literally gives people life too. So it's really cool to see that. And you know, for me and Stefan being on the receiving end of that, mm. which is awesome. So
yeah, we love having people in. We always have church groups in. Mm. We usually feed them a meal. We host Stefan and Emily's wedding. Mm-hmm. We host church services there sometimes, small groups. And so one of the things, one of our like mission statements, if it would be that people would leave feeling full.
Mm.
And so like whether that means full of the food we harvest or quite like full of the Holy Spirit, that they yeah. would leave feeling, you know, part of a family and that they would leave feeling, yeah, full is the best way to describe it.
That's mm-hmm. so amazing. I love hearing that. It's so cool. Okay, well, let's kind of give like a brief description of what people are going to expect to hear on the podcast. Like, what are some kind of things, what we're going to talk about, how the episodes will kind of go, just kind of give us a brief overview of what to expect.
Yeah. So I think the main thing would be, a place to learn. I think we do a newsletter and then we have Instagram and Facebook, but they're very short. And so mm-hmm. our kind of thought for this podcast would be a longer form educational. So what we learn, what our mess ups are, what we could have done better, you know, and a place where people who don't know anything can learn something, mm-hmm. whether it's about how to build a better laying box for your chicken and your backyard chicken, or a lot of this stuff can be applied. Or if you're just interested in farming and homesteading in general, it would be a very educational place to learn about stuff.
Nice.
There are also going to be funny stories. The farm is crazy, right?
Yes.
So things happen all the time and there'll be funny stories that we can't just really tell over an Instagram post. Yeah. What else?
That's awesome.
Stories about our animals and what they do. All of our animals have a lot of personality. So there'll be lots of stories about them. We'll probably do specific topics. Mm-hmm. So some of the topics we've been throwing out are chicken tractors, you know, laying hens in specific.
Yeah, that's
stuff like that just are very, you know, I guess they're niche, but would be interesting for somebody who doesn't know anything.
Yeah, still. Like what the heck is a chicken tractor? Well, stay tuned. Yeah. We'll find out. It's not a chicken driving a tractor.
It's not.
Even though that's what I thought it was the first
time. We drive the tractor.
Yeah, not the chickens. I love it. Yeah. So, and I'm going to be kind of the person asking the questions, asking your guys' questions, because I know nothing and I want to learn because I think it's so cool and I like learning and my brain just doesn't know anything about farming. So it is here to learn. And Michaela knows a lot about farming. So we're going to learn about that.
And I think another thing to expect too is we're going to have some special guests.
Yeah.
We want to get people in the community on, people that are more specific and niche in their own ways, like veterinarians. Mm-hmm. Our friend is a sheep farmer, gardening, everything that goes on. We'd like to have somebody come and speak about it. So then we're going to have a wealth of questions to ask them.
Yeah.
Because I, like Emily, always love learning. I mm-hmm. think I sit down with those people and I'm like, I have so many questions for you. And
tell me everything.
Yeah. And so if we can learn from them together, I think that will be interesting as well.
Yeah. And we hope that it'll be interesting for you guys too. So yeah, I think that kind of concludes our first episode. We're really looking forward to going along with this journey with you guys, just to learn about new things about farming and seeing how kind of God works in really cool ways, and has just been able to bless the Hool family and the Moore Crispins with that. So
yeah, great. So we'll talk to you next time.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.